As the kids return to their seats, I've been telling our congregation as we go through this season that my hope, my goal, is that we would shine, young and old, girls and boys, grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, that all of us would shine bright for Jesus. My goal is that we would be the shiniest, brightest thing on Christmas morning in our house, brighter than any gift that we give or decorations we have or 10,000 pixel light show we have, but that we would shine for Jesus. If you follow along in the green sermon notes, in John chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, it says about Jesus, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it." When Jesus came down from heaven, we believe that he lived forever with God. The second person of the Trinity came down from heaven and became a little baby. He brought the light of heaven down to us. And the people that saw him in that manger, in that stable, the people that saw him as he grew up in Nazareth and saw him in the temple, the people that heard him teach and announce the good news and heal the sick and set the oppressed free and offer the message of God's love, they saw the light of God through Jesus. But this is the amazing thing about the story of Jesus' light coming into the world, is that Jesus, who's the light of the world, he himself said that you are the light of the world. If you can imagine that, he was speaking to 5,000 people around the Sea of Galilee in the Sermon on the Mount, and he said this in Matthew 5, 14 and 16. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, where it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before other people so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And so Jesus wants each one of us, young and old, girl and boy, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, Jesus wants each one of us to shine with his light and his love and his grace and his hope. Throughout this series, we've been looking at one biblical character that shines for Jesus, and we've been looking and listening to one person from our congregation who shines for Jesus as well. And this morning, this evening, we have a short video of a girl in our congregation named Maris, who last year was baptized, and she was sharing how she had decided to follow Jesus. And we asked her if she'd put that on a video, and she put on a video for us. So it's going to be showing right now. This is Maris shining for Jesus. She's so cute. She's over at the Graham Road site. She started here, and about 2 years ago, we started another Vine Church over on Graham Road in Falls Church. If you want to know more about any of the children's ministry, she mentioned the Helping Hands mission trip that the kids go on in the summer, or maybe you have heard about the kids' jam singing downstairs or the Sunday morning. Feel free to talk to Pastor Kay or Miss Sam, or just put a check on that connection card on the back under Children's Ministry, or just write that, and we'd love to tell you more. But the thing I love about Maris's story is how she wanted to shine for Jesus on a mission trip or at her baptism, that Jesus had shined into her light. And the thing that I've noticed is, in order to shine for Jesus, we have to know Jesus. In order to shine the light, we have to know the light. And that's what we're going to think about today, as we think about those shepherds that Miss Sam told us about. They were out in the dark late at night. They saw a light, and it changed their life, and they began to shine for Jesus. So let me offer a word of prayer, and then we're going to look at Luke 2 together this evening, okay? All right, let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this special night that we're together. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you sent Jesus into this world so we could know your light. Help us to shine for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Three truths about the light of Christmas. We're going to do this quick. Three truths about the light of Christmas. Number one, it's okay to be scared of the light. It's okay to be scared of the light. That sounds funny, doesn't it? It's okay to be scared of the light. What do you normally say? It's okay to be scared of the dark. You know, you think you'd be scared of the dark, but it's also true that sometimes you can be scared of the light. sometimes I'm lying in bed late at night. I've got three kids myself. They're older now. And sometimes I'll be lying in bed and all the lights will be out. It'll be dark. And then I'll see a light come on in the hallway, right? And as a parent, when you're lying in bed and you see a light come on in the hallway and everybody's supposed to be asleep, you can be scared of the light. Who is that? Is that one of the kids? Is someone coming in the house? It's okay to be scared of the light. The shepherds on that first Christmas, they weren't scared of the dark. They were scared of the light. Let me show you, verse 8 through 14. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. It was dark. They were camping out. They had their sheep there with them, but they weren't scared. These are shepherds. They do this all the time. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. Scared. Scared of what? Not the dark. Scared of the light, right? Because an angel showed up with the glory of God, and this angel was glowing with God's glory, and they were scared because shepherds are used to the dark, but they weren't used to that kind of light. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there's been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men and women, boys and girls, with whom he is pleased." You know, shepherds are used to the dark. Shepherds, they spend, back in Jesus' time, they spent every day outside in the dark at night. They watched over the sheep. They didn't have a cell phone or a flashlight. They didn't have cars. They didn't have any of the things that we have today. They were just out there with their sheep, taking care of their sheep. When the sun went down, the only light they had was the stars or the moon. They didn't have any other light, but they weren't scared of the light because that's what they did. They were used to it. But when the light of God showed up in this angel, they were terribly afraid. It's okay to be scared of the light. When you're used to the dark and you see a light, you might be scared too. If you don't believe you can be scared of the light, ask a deer that's ever been in the headlights, right? You ever see a deer in a headlight? A deer is out there in the evening nibbling the grass next to the road or walking across the street. But as soon as those headlights come, what happens? The deer is scared. It freezes because it wasn't expecting the light. Sometimes in the morning, I'll go out for a run, and now the days are short, and it'll be dark in the morning, and I'll be running down the road, and I'll see lights come along the road, and I'll know a car's coming, and I'll be scared. I'll want to get off the road because I don't know if the car's going to see me. It's okay to be scared. Now, if you've never been in the light, if you've never seen the light, it's normal to be scared of the light. And that's true with real light, with physical light. It's true with spiritual light too. Sometimes it can be scary to think about God or scary to think about church. Sometimes people have the impression that God is mad at them, or God wants to judge them, or God wants to get them. And it could be scary for people. But those angels told those shepherds what? God's coming. But the kind of God that's coming is not the kind of God you expect. He's coming as a little baby. He's coming in a manger, in a feeding trough. He's being born in a barn. That's the kind of God that a shepherd can relate to, right? Shepherds hang out with animals all the time. A God who would be born in a barn is the very kind of God. They might be scared of a God who's going to come and judge them, but they're not scared of a God who comes as a baby. And that's the good news of Christmas, is that we don't have to be scared of the light. It's okay to be scared of the light. It's normal, but we don't have to be scared of the light because God's coming to wrap his arms around us and tell us how much he loves us and take us home and make us his sons and daughters, his children. That when we think about Jesus and we think about Christmas, we're reminded we don't have to be scared of the light. Number two, to know the light, you have to pursue the light. To know that those shepherds, they heard what the angel said, that a baby of Savior's being born in Bethlehem, right? And they could have just ignored that. The angel went up to heaven and thought, well, that was interesting. But what happened? As soon as the shepherds left, they wanted to go and see the light for themselves. That's what happens in verse 15 through 18. It says, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and they found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this baby Savior in a barn, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherds. The shepherds wanted to see the light. At first, they were scared of the light. When the angel showed up, they were frightened. They were terribly afraid. But when he told them, it's a baby. It's God coming like us. It's God coming, being born in a barn, in a manger. They wanted to see that. And so they hurried off to Bethlehem. They found the baby. And when they saw the baby, they rejoiced. They couldn't believe it. A God who looks like us, who acts like us, who we can hold and know. In order to shine the light, you have to know the light. And in order to see the light, you have to pursue the light. They came and experienced. You know, Jesus himself, when he grew up, he told his followers, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. In order to really know the light, we have to pursue the light, seek the light. And then number three, Roman number three, to shine the light, you have to know the light. Verse 19 and 20. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the angels went back to the fields, back to the sheep, back to their shepherd friends, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen, heard, and seen, just as it had been told them. The shepherds left that barn that night. They'd experienced the light. First, they were scared of the light. Now they experienced the light. And they went back doing what? They went back shining the light. Right? They were singing, they were praising God, they were telling everybody they could see, we met God, but he's not what you expect. He's a baby. He's born in a manger. He loves us. He's cute. We like him. When you know the light, you can shine the light. And then all of a sudden the shepherds, they went back to their dark pasture, but they were shining bright for Jesus. It's true in our lives too. It's okay to be scared of the light. Sometimes I'm scared of the light. It's okay to be scared of God or scared. But when you know what God is like, you don't have to be scared. God's not up in heaven ready to judge us and condemn us. But God sent Jesus to show us that he loves us, that he wants us to be part of his family. To know the light, we pursue the light. And when we look for Jesus, when we seek him, we find him. And the good news is that we can shine the light when we know the light. Well, I've got three kids. My kids are older now. They're 19, 17, and 15. But when they were young, we moved here 10 years ago almost, 9.5 years ago. We put those glow-in-the-dark stars on their ceilings. Anybody seen those glow-in-the-dark stars? Anybody have those glow-in-the-dark stars? They're kind of cool, especially when the kids were young. We put these glow-in-the-dark stars on their ceiling, and they liked them. The thing I liked about them is I could always know if a light had been on in the room, right? Maybe they were supposed to go to bed at 8:30, and I'd go and check on them like at 9:30 or 10 when I was getting ready for bed, and I'd walk in, and I'd see above their bed a few stars shining above their bed. And I'd say to my son or my daughter, are you awake? And they'd go, yeah. I said, have you had your light on? They'd say, yeah, how'd you know? I tell them, I know everything. I'm daddy, okay? But actually, I knew because the stars only shine when a light's been on. They had their reading light on or they had their light on. I didn't know. But when I went in and I saw the light, the stars shining, I knew the light had been on because the stars only shine when they've been in the light. And you and I are like that. We can't shine on our own. We only shine when we've been in the light. Those shepherds, they weren't shining, but when they met Jesus, all of a sudden, they were praising and glorifying God. They went from being scared of the light to shining the light. And that's how it is in our lives. My goal is that each one of us would shine as bright as we could shine tomorrow morning and all through vacation and throughout the 2019, that we would shine bright with God's love and joy and peace and grace. But we're only going to shine the brightest if we spend time in the light. And so in order to shine the light, we have to know the light. In the doggy bag section, I asked some questions. These might be things that worth thinking about as you go through Christmas and in the year. How do we shine light? We look for the light. We pursue the light. We shine the light. Something to think about as we get ready for the new year. We're gonna close right now with prayer, and then we're gonna hand out a glow stick. And what we're going to do is we're going to sing a song. It's going to be great. We're going to sing Amazing Grace, and we're going to sing it in 5 different languages. So you see how many you know. Even if you don't know them, you can sing along with them. I like singing languages I don't know. And as we do, we're going to hold up these glow sticks and remember that we're shining the light for Jesus, okay? Let's pray together, and then I'll give you a little more directions. Lord God, just thank you for these moments that we share together. Thank you that you sent Jesus in this world to shine your light for us. Thank you that you love us so much that you want us to experience your love and to share your love with others. Help us to do so. Help us to shine your light. In Jesus' name, amen. So when you get that glow stick, hold it up. I'm in everyone's way here now, and it's dark, so I'm running over everybody. Don't be scared of the dark, by the way. Hold it up and remember that we're shining for Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus come into the world, and the darkness cannot overcome it. So stand together, and let's shine for Jesus.